every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
Well, we've been talking, that, well, since yesterday anyway, about how fortunate we've been that not much damage, in fact, virtually no damage done by the arrival on the horizon of Kimmy. The farmers down there on the Cassowary coast were particularly concerned, but of course the banana farmers would be too, because banana just don't cope with the wind. And apparently neither does does cane, sugar cane as well. This is what Joe Morano said, cane growers Innisfail chairman. He said, we live in the tropics, it's expected, but cane is at a very vulnerable stage, crisp and brittle, and if it gets strong wind, it will break. So obviously they're breathing a sigh of relief too, but I thought I'd better catch up with Joe, because they would have got a fair whack of rain down there, I'd imagine. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, John. How are you?
You've had plenty of practice, of course. This time of year, you know what to expect, but it was drier for longer than most farmers expected, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. We had a dry period right up till Christmas, and then after rain, as we spoke earlier, that we had probably 800-900 millimetres of rain since then. And as always, as I said then, it's expected at this time of the year.
With that longer dry, though, did it impact on your program?
Yes, it did. We made decisions based on that it was going to be wet. The weather forecast back then said we're going to have a wet October, November, La Nina. It went October, November, December.
Yep.
It eventually came at the end of December, January. So we made decisions based on that forecast, which were didn't come to fruition, but farming, we live with it and move on.
Joe, let's talk about the last week or so. How much rain have you had down at your place?
Somewhere between 400 and 500 mils.
Oh, 1.5 feet or whatever in the old measurement. But I mean to say, it's what you expect, I suppose, at some stage through the wet.
Yes, that's right. And I still remember back to 1981 where we had 120 inches in 10 days. I think that'll be pretty hard to beat.
What did you say, 120 inches? You're kidding.
No, in 1981, in January 1981, from about, I think it was 10th to the 17th or 3rd to the 17th, something like that. We had 120 inches in 10 days anyway.
12 inches, a foot a day. That's incredible.
A foot a day.
Oh, that's just, I can't imagine that. Well, that must have been, you must have been like living out on an ocean. There would have been so much water around.
That's right. But yeah, and like I said, we live in the wet tropics. We expect it. Some days you'd like the forecast to be a bit more accurate so that you can make more accurate decisions based on what they're saying. I read in today's paper where they said it was hard system to predict, but no one was saying that on Sunday, there was a hard system to predict. I don't know what was going to happen.
Yeah. Joe, just before you go, what's the market like for sugar at the moment? Is it reasonably high again?
Whilst the sugar price is trending upwards, the dollar's trending upwards as well, which makes the returns to growers pretty ordinary.
Okay.
If the sugar price tends up, we need the Australian dollar to go down, as all exporters do.
Yeah.
We're no better off whilst the sugar price has gone up. But anyway, it is what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
We move on. You know, farmers are resilient. They've been in it for a long time.
Yeah.
They just, you know, when you've got no money, you just don't buy things or you eat less, sort of thing. Makes us lean and mean.
Good to talk to you, Joe. Thank you.
No worries, John. Anytime.
That's a lean and mean Joe Morano. He's the chairman of the cane growers in Innisfail. Can you believe that? 120 inches in 10 days, 12 inches a day back in 1981. We're going to news soon. If you'd like to pick up on some of these matters, don't hesitate. That number to call 1-300-872-911.